When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode with Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I'm your host, Nick Chensiv, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. In today's episode, I'm going to explore, unpack the idea of the uncertainty. Can we be addicted to the uncertainty and not be aware of it? And also not be aware of our behaviors, which may cause anxiety. Also can expose ourselves to some hardship, dangerous frills in life. And looking at some of the punts, like, is it, I know that we've got engaged a warrior spirit in us to be able to go up front and confront the uncertainties of life, and something like punts like nothing ventured, nothing gained, no pain, no gain, and got to be in it to win it. So this means moving through the uncertainties of life, and then it can be and can come overcome our anxieties. However, we also look at the pros and cons of the idea of the uncertainty in life, and also being addicted to it, whether we know it or not. So today we're looking at. And we want to look at some statements, we'll look at some questions, and some deep questioning. So, addicted to the uncertainty, embracing the enigma of anxiety. Now, yes, it's always, when we talk of anxiety, it's always a fast-paced life, ever-changing world we inhabit. Many of us find ourselves ensnared within the clutches of anxiety. While anxiety is often like perceived as a negative emotion, there exists a curious subset of individuals who become entrenched by the lure of the uncertain self, and then they dwell into the intriguing concept of being addicted to the uncertainty and explore this idea, how anxiety profoundly shapes our lives and our behaviors. So the actual intricacies of anxiety is a primal, look at that, as a primal human response to the unpredictable, or the potentiality of perilous situation manifests as a complex tapestry of emotions, feelings of the unease, worry, the apprehension of intertwine to create this psychological landscape that can be both, confounding and overwhelming. While anxiety can serve as a helpful alarm system in certain circumstances, such as preparing for a job, interview, or study for an exam, its excessiveness can have far-reaching impacts on overall well-being. Let's look at the enigmatic appeal of uncertainty. Now, within the idea of anxiety lies this paradoxical appeal that is an appeal for us that captivates certain of us. So certain people are really addicted to this, and it's an addiction to the uncertainty. The very nature of uncertainty, with its elusive outcomes and enigmatic possibilities, can evoke a sense of exhilaration akin to the rush the rush of life experienced in extreme sports or the thrill of gambling as another addiction. This addiction can be, can, you know, to the uncertainty, can ensure like easeless, it can be easelessness cycle. There's a, as they actively seek out situations that provoke anxiety in order to kind of reveal the adrenaline fueled ecstasy it offers. There, I could say, I remember as a teenager where I was, you know, doing some gambling, going, you know, reached just the age of 18 and we can go to the casino, we can learn about, you know, playing poker and blackjack and all that sort of stuff you do in casinos, but more on a ground level, like where we teamed up with mates and we played and we put certain money on outcomes, and you know, that exhilaration of the excitement of the uncertainty whether you're going to lose or win in that game, on the game of poker. I could feel the addiction and the creativity of the impulse. So that was really interesting for me to go back in time and think about why, how easy it was to get that fix, to get that addiction, even on playing, on gambling and playing poker. So that idea kind of rushed to me, and it was exhilarating to, you know, to be there, to be playing, to be the gamer, to win or fall. And it there is some excitement in the uncertainty, and I can, you know, you can see where the addiction is. So yeah, so that was interesting to go back in time for me there. Let's look at the profound impact on daily existence. Like being addicted to uncertainty can exert profound influence on various facets of life. Relationship might suffer as individuals. Perpetual need for uncertainty breeds instability, inconsistency, and making a challenge to foster lasting connections. Career trajectories may also be hindered. So even possibilities of excelling into a particular job or occupation can be hindered as a fear of relinquishing the intoxicating thrill of uncertainty and become into the risk-taking can impede decision-making and stifle the pursuit of growth and advancement in that particular career. So yeah, the addiction of uncertainty is a big thing. It's a big thing. So knowing that, how we can hinder our lives, and it can basically drown us. So we have to be careful with the uncertainty. But there's pros and cons to it. So it's interesting. So let's look at the toll on the mental well-being of someone. While the addiction to uncertainty may initially provide fleeting moments of euphoria or euphoric feelings, it is enduring effects can take a significant toll on mental health. The chronic anxiety born from this insatiable craving for the uncertainty, it's a craving, it's a desire for the uncertainty, can pave the way for most of the psychological disorders, including but not limited to generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, and the obsessiveness of something, the compulsive disorder, which is part of all the addiction. And this condition can really cast a dark shadow over one's quality of life and necessitating professional intervention support. Now, there we have something like Gamblers Anonymous. We have the, you know, I'm actually sitting right here next to the race course where they race horses. And I can, you know, now I'm looking back at people going there. I'm not against racing, but, you know, the idea that there's like, I don't want to be bored, so I'm going to go gamble, I'm going to go race the horse, I'm going to have a social, you know, all these things are addictive, and I'm going to have a few beers and I'm going to chill out. But when you look at it, you know, when we do get addicted to gambling or horse racing or whatever, it could be a dark road that we're following. And I do have, I remember my a few child friends when I was about to be addicted to gambling, a few friends did get actually addicted to gambling, and they get involved with the underworld, they get involved with the loan sharks, and you know, they get involved with, you know, basically risking everything. They're living on risk, and it's an addiction, and they're living on that risk and that uncertainty, the addiction, the uncertainty. And marriages do not go too well here. And also there are times when people have to sell their hard-earned monies and investments. And even though the gambling does kind of notice that people who gamble tend to have a chance of getting high on the financial side, but still they gamble nice and quickly, as far as they're good at gathering money, but they're also good at losing it. So I don't know if you know anyone like that, and in your social circles, that they're just addicted to gambling. It's another vice, but this is what's happening here. We're addicted to the uncertainty. It is a dark road to follow, and but you know, there is always support and help for that. So breaking the cycle, escaping the clutches of this addiction to the uncertainty that necessitates the conscious efforts to recalibrate one's mindset and coping mechanisms. Now, seeking professional guidance is easy, can be done, such as therapy, counseling, unlocking the invaluable tools and strategy for managing anxiety and dismantling this cycle of addiction. Additionally, like nurturing self-care practices, engaging relaxation techniques, and cultivate a robust support network can all contribute to diminishing this anxiety level and fostering this sense of stability. Yeah, been caught in this kind of uncertainty of life can be addicted to it, can have a lot of so much instability. And so, my friends, here we're going a little bit more, because we're going to go. So it is like an intoxicating web. Someone can get caught on to the uncertainty, and that anxiety weaves in it. It is imperative to recognize the effects it can have on our lives, and the comprehending and intricacies of anxiety, acknowledging its profound impact, and activity, seeking appropriate assistance. So it's important to get some help on that. Who needs that type of anxiety? I'll just go a bit more before we do the question. Go a few questions. I do have a few more interesting statements I want to cover now. I want to particularly cover people with ADHD. You know, they tend to experience a high level of uncertainty and seem to be much more easily addicted to the uncertainty. Let's go expand on that. Now, look, people with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, often experience like difficulties with attention, with impulse control, and executive functioning. These challenges can contribute to a high level of uncertainty in their lives. And now here's let's expand on this, and why do this type of individuals with ADHD may be more easily addicted to the uncertainty and chasing that uncertainty? So let's look at some of the reasons. The actual sensation of seeking the sensation seeking behavior. Now, people with ADHD may have a natural inclination towards like sensation seeking behaviors. Yep, and they could put themselves to more high risk. They tend to fall also, so unfortunately, and they may seek out novel and stimulate experiences to alleviate restfulness and boredom. They tend to get bored easily. They tend to get very restless, so they need to keep busy. They need to, you know, be there, out there. So for some, there's two reasons: restfulness and boredom are probably, you know, they're their main enemies in their life. So or the main challenge. So the uncertainty that is provided for them can provide that novelty and that excitement they need, making it more appealing and addictive, you know, for these type of folks who've got ADHD. Let's look at the dopamine regulation. You know, ADHD is associated with like the dysregulation of dopamine. So what happens in someone, they're not getting enough, you know, neurotransmitters seem to be blocked or involved in, you know, rewards and motivation, the uncertainty can like really trigger dopamine release in the brain. So it's like an excitement, and they get it. It is a cycle. It's a reward cycle. You know, when habits are like, you know, rewards, do something, get rewarded, do something, get rewarded. Yeah. And so if we're consistently cycling along the rewards and creating the habits. So the uncertainty is no different. So it's the uncertainty can trigger like this dopamine release in the brain, leading to a serious, beautiful, pleasurable sensation, right? So folks with ADHD may be kind of more sensitive to this dopamine response and making them more prone to seeking out like uncertain situation to experience that reward feeling. I mean, when I also say about risk taking, we're talking people like who are sky jumping, base jumping, you know, climbing mountains, Everest, you know, this old adventure stuff. And I'm kind of thinking, well, they're really risking. Are they really addicted, or there's kind of these folks are kind of from another different planet who have no fear of the uncertainty at all, no fear of the what can come next. And we're talking about, you know, climbing base camp, you know, different mountains in the world and whatnot, Mount Everest and whatnot. A lot of people have perished, and you keep hearing the, you know, a lot of people have gone there and just unfortunately cop bad weather, and and that's right, so no longer here because of the idea that I want to challenge this uncertainty, this uncertain situation, and actually to experience and get that sheer reward out of this life. I am so bored. But so we have this impulsivity and the risk taking. Impulsivity is like the common trait in ADHD people, where individuals maybe act like without considering the consequences. Once again, the Mount Everest story. This impulsivity can lead to like a higher propensity for engaging in uncertain and risky behavior. And sometimes we do, whether we're realizing or not, we can actually self-sabotage ourselves through this, living with the uncertainty, which is really known. This is really like really known to a lot of life coaches, who practicing life coaching, and as a teacher, they know about the psychology of the uncertainty. And it's all a thrill. Like once again, the unpredictability, uncertainty may be particularly appealing to them. So and to folks like that, and provides the outlet for their impulsive tendencies. We can also look at the hyperfocus and novelty seeking. Now, and like folks with ADHD may struggle with the maintaining focus in certain tasks, and they can also experience bouts of hyperfocus on activities that capture their interest. Now, yeah, I have to admit I do have a little bit of ADHD, and I know that I'm really creative and I love doing what I'm doing right now, and I'm easily addicted to it. But I'm not to the point where I'm bored or I'm actually restless. I'm not that type. So, but I know that there's an element that, you know, in that in me. So there is a, you know, So uncertainty is very captivating, engaging, stimulating, and driving a lot of people to seek out more uncertain situations. And sometimes, knowingly or not knowingly, we actually do things that, you know, do things that creates a little bit of chaos, and then with the chaos, then we are kind of making a mockery of the chaos, and then just for seeking attention. So that can also be something about, you know, the wonderful thing about how people behave with the level of uncertainties, actually putting themselves there to a very uncertain place or situation. And then also we have this emotional dysregulation. ADHD is often like associated with difficulties in emotional dysregulation. Uncertainty can exuberate this emotional dysregulation as it introduces the unpredictability and unfamiliarity. In an attempt to manage or escape from intense emotions, these folks can actually or may develop the addiction to uncertainty as a coping mechanism. So the bottom line is, folks with ADHD are more prone to exhibit addictive behaviors towards uncertainty. And let's move on to the next one. It's once again, it is a type of it is a type of coping mechanism from to manage uncertainty. And And moving on to another thought I had, I thought I'd expand on the trauma bonding. Now, this one is very, very important to know in relationships. Not so much in relationships too, but it's also, you can apply this to anywhere. It's trauma bonding. People who are kind of unintentionally, like unaware who are constantly seeking the uncertainty or the bonds, seem to sabotage themselves in relationships. Therefore, they are addicted and simply unaware. Let's go with that. So in trauma bonding, it's a phenomenon where people form strong emotional attachment to those who have caused them harm or abuse. In other words, it's a pattern that's created. You could be abused or you could be harmed, but still tend to only know that particular pattern in life, and that is that in locked to the subconscious. Now these relationships often involve like a cycle of abuse and intermittent reinforcement and a deep sense of emotional dependency. Here's an expansion on why people who unintentionally like seek uncertainty or sabotage themselves in the relationships may be addicted and unaware due to the trauma bonding from their past experiences. So that is something to really look at, and especially if you are in a involved in a relationship and you actually find it kind of there's hell on earth in that relationship, but you're addicted to a relationship and you can't come out. And it's difficult to come out. So a lot of people are struggling in this particular area, whether they know it, they're actually trauma bonding. And it's like saying that it's all about this familiarity and the comfort zone. The people who have experienced like trauma in their past may find familiarity and comfort in chaotic or uncertain relationships. Now, this is because trauma can disrupt one's sense of safety and stability. As a result, we all want to be safe. But knowing maybe we were, you know, maybe that's our thing. You know, if it's not unsafe, it's not familiar, what was harsh, that's what was chaotic, what we lived with, what we learned, what we adapted to. And we want that again. It's an addiction. We want that. So that's why we tend to disrupt our relationships and tether them and create instability. So yeah, they may grab it in the mirror, their previous experiences. So everything's a mirror. We're looking for mirrors. So people who are addicted to trauma bonding are looking for the same mirror, looking for that familiarity. And even if they are harmful or toxic to themselves or to others, the uncertainty and the inconsistency in these relationships may feel like normal to them. So imagine being brought up in a dysfunctional family where abuse and that kind of thing were kind of normal, and then they met a partner, but they were totally different, but they got bored, so they're looking for something normal, so they were, you know, so was it, so they're going on the uncertainty or the familiar to them and leading to this unconscious attraction and addiction to such dynamics. And let's look at it like the last topics we talked about quantum physics and thoughts and all that sort of stuff. What we put out is what we attract. So this is what we're looking for, something familiar. We also look at the emotional dependency. The trauma bonding often involves like a deep emotional dependency on the abuser. Those may These might be may develop a strong attachment to their abuser or as means of survival or coping with the trauma. This dependency like creates this powerful bond that is difficult to break. Even when the relationship is harmful, and you still come back to this harmful relationship. The fear of losing the emotional connection or being alone can drive the individual to sabotage themselves in relationships, unconsciously seeking the uncertainty and emotional intensity that comes with the trauma bonding. So yeah, there's so much in trauma bonding. There's a wonderful book called How to Do the Work by Nicola Perra. Sooner or later, I'm going to actually put out another podcast just on that, just on trauma bonding, the insights in trauma bonding, and then seeing ourselves in that and maybe breaking that cycle. Let's talk about intermittent reinforcement. Trauma bonding is like reinforced from intermittent reinforcement, where the abuser alternates between periods of kindness, affection, and abuse. This creates a cycle of hope and despair, leading the individual to constantly seek validation and approval from the abuser. And also, are we a pleaser here? We've got to find out, are we the pleaser? Why are we doing this? Now again, causing this uncertainty of when the abuser will be kind or abusive creates this heightened emotional intensity that can be so addictive, so addictive. And so, we may even unknowingly seek out like relationship with similar patterns of intermittent reinforcement and perpetuating the cycle of uncertainty and addiction. And no wonder there's this case, there's everything's like separated, new age, everything's so separated. It feels good for about 6 months before the power struggle, you know, then the power struggle comes in. Of a relationship, and we're all sort of addicted to this cycle. And then we have also low self-esteem and self-worth, right? Individuals who have experienced trauma may struggle with a low self-esteem and distorted sense of self-worth. They may believe that they deserve to be treated poorly, or they are unworthy, or of healthy, stable relationships. So how could you? Yeah, this negative self-perception can lead them to unconsciously sabotage themselves in a relationship or seek out uncertainty and chaos as validation of their beliefs. Now, our mind is so biased that we are taught what to believe. And the addictive nature of trauma bonding can kind of further reinforce this negative self-perception, making it feel even worse, keep this on a lower energy vibration of thought, making it difficult for anyone to break out free or break free from these kind of recurring cycles. Now moving on and looking at the unconscious pattern and coping with the mechanism. Now trauma can deeply impact an individual's psyche and create these unconscious patterns and coping mechanisms. These patterns might cause individuals to gravitate towards uncertainty or sabotage themselves in relationships, such as where to create a coping or cope with past traumatic experiences without awareness and interventions. Individuals may remain unaware of their addictions to uncertainty and continue to perpetuate harmful relationship dynamics. So, yes, my friends, so it's important here that trauma bonding is very complex, deeply ingrained psychological response to trauma, and breaking free from trauma bonds often require professional support, therapy, counseling. Just get your hands on all the books and resources that we can on this matter. There's a lot of coaches out there in relationships. I also, going back a few podcasts, yes, I did a podcast on particularly on this kind of subject with Kinga. Had a great time exposing ourselves to this particular way. Most relationships don't work because it's all about trauma bonding and the addiction to uncertainty. So there you go. That was in a nutshell. I really enjoyed putting this one together today. So there was a lot of things said on this particular podcast, and if you found it of value, or and I'm also hoping that that you would subscribe, or maybe pass this on to people that want to, or that want to hear more about this, who may be suffering, struggling in emotional ways or through stress, and they don't even know it, or it might take some time for them to be, to have the capacity to receive this kind of information or this kind of awareness, and it'll be much more beautiful life for them and much more balanced. And they'll be much more fruitful in their lives. So there we go, my friends. This call it a day. And thank you for listening once again. And this is Nick Chancer from Holistic Health, Coach for Anxiety. Namaste, friend, and blessings. Much blessings.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.